Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. Today I'm joined by one of the members of a multi-CMA award-winning, multi-platinum selling band. They've scored 8 number ones on country radio. They've got over 1 billion streams of their music, and now they are back with a brand new album. We've already been loving the single from it, Memory Lane. Hello, sir. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be seen. How are y'all?
Yeah, very good. So Old Dominion, I mean, you guys have just been going from strength to strength, it seems. And now you've got this new album, a huge number one single already, the title track, Memory Lane. The album's coming out soon. What's the story behind this?
Man, it's been a long time coming, really. We've been working on it for a really long time. Memory Lane, like you said, became a huge hit for us. So it's been really fun to play that in the live show and see that, you know, connect to our audience. And we're just so proud of all this music that we've created. It's quite a large project. So
yes, it is. Because wait, is this right? So it was an EP, and then you're like, hold up, we got more where that came from, and now it's a full album.
Yeah, you know, we started this whole process. We went to Key West, Florida, and recorded a few songs down there, and then we just kind of kept adding and kept writing and kept adding. And the way people listen to music these days, you can just sort of keep on tacking it on. So yeah, Ultimately, finally, we're like, we love all these songs. Let's just put them out.
Well, great. Well, we're excited about it. And the latest single, we're also excited about this. You know, you've teamed up with one of the hottest new country stars of the moment, Meg Maroney, for Can't Break Up Now. How did that come about? Did you guys know Megan, or were you just like, hold up, what's going on here?
Yeah, you know, we didn't really know Megan. We probably met her once, but we've had this song for probably 3 years, just waiting. We knew we wanted to record it, but we didn't really know with who. You know, we were just waiting for the right partner.
So it was always going to be a duet.
We didn't write it as a duet, but we wrote it. Emily Wiseman is one of the writers.
Oh, we love her.
And so when we were in the demo session, we were like, well, we should try it as a demo. And, you know, her voice is incredible. So it just immediately became a much more powerful song with her voice on it. And then waiting for someone, you know, to sort of match, to be able to match what she does or bring something to it that she did, took a while. But once Megan kind of came on the scene, and, you know, Tennessee Orange was obviously a huge hit, and, you know, you could just kind of tell that she has the same sort of mindset as we do when it comes to songwriting and the care she takes and her artistry. And we just thought we'd float the idea to her.
And she was like, yep. Was there any convincing involved there? I mean, because she seems to be making some really smart decisions.
Yeah, it was a pretty quick yes from her. So then it just became lining up both of our busy schedules to be able to get it done.
And I suppose also, I mean, obviously you guys are absolutely massive, but Megan has came at country music from a whole different way. I mean, a way that didn't even really exist when you guys started out, you know, TikTok and going viral and kind of that whole thing. So while, of course, obviously there's huge crossover there, you know, there are people who only listen to music now on social media. And so for you guys, also a smart decision.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mutually beneficial for sure, because, you know, our audience is different than her audience, you know, yeah. Even though there is a country audience, and, you know, it sort of used to be that country artists kind of got the benefit of all of country fans being a fan of all country music.
Yeah.
It's diversified a little bit more now. So we have a certain fan base, and she definitely has her fan base too. And so it's been really fun to kind of see them cross-pollinate a little bit.
And then I guess at the other end of that spectrum, somebody who's been doing it, you know, even longer than you guys have, and is absolutely stone cold legend, Blake Shelton on the new album as well. Ain't Gotta Worry is the track. Did you know him from before? You must have met Blake before.
Met Blake plenty of times before and crossed paths. Always, he was always very complimentary, and, you know, would always tell us that, you know, we were his favorite band, and which we sort of just took as you know, him being nice.
Yeah. Like, do you say that to everybody, Blake?
Yeah, yeah. It turned out it was true. Like, it was after an award show once at an after party. He kind of came up to us and just said, look, I don't know how many hints I've got to drop. I want to sing with you guys. Like, what can we do? And, you know, shockingly, he was like, Snapback is my favorite song. So once he said that, you know, I said, well, you know, we're going to hold you to that, man. And he's like, okay. So once we started recording, we sent him a number of songs and just said, you know, take your pick, man.
Yeah, anyone you want, Mr. Shelton.
Yeah. Yeah. And he chose Ain't Gotta Worry.
Well, fantastic. That must have been so much fun. I mean, is he as much fun as he seems? Because he seems like he's fun.
I mean, he is exactly who you see. He's just, you know, one of those rare people who doesn't have to turn anything on. He's just, that's just him. And, you know, it's really refreshing.
So, congratulations. You know, we could say this every year to you, CMA Award, two nominations this year, Music Video of the Year for Memory Lane, Vocal Group of the Year. I mean, you've won Vocal Group, is it 5 times? I'm assuming that just would never get old. Or are you a kind of a bit like, oh, we're nominated again. Oh my God. Like, are people going to get, you know, is everybody else going to be nudging us out of the way? How does that feel for you?
Yeah, it's a mix of all of that stuff. You know, it's a mix of like pride. It's a little embarrassing in some ways. And it's also, you know, the longer it goes, the more special it is. You know, this is a pretty fickle business and a career that you don't know how long you're going to get your shot in. And So the longer that we get to just be in that conversation, it gets more and more special.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you say it gets a little embarrassing, and I kind of get it what you're coming at there. But, you know, if the year ever comes where you're not nominated, surely you're also going to be like, what?
Excuse me.
We all are well aware that day will come.
Well, let's hold it off for as long as we can. So it's been a while since you guys have been over in the UK. UK audiences love you. Every time I've seen you guys perform here, it seems like you've got a real love affair with the UK as well. So, what makes it so special coming over to the UK? Do you remember your first time and when you're coming back?
Yeah, I definitely remember the first time, sort of, because we were so exhausted at that point in our careers and we were just running every which direction. I remember getting over there, literally sleeping backstage right before.
I remember this too, because I was introducing you on stage on that first performance. And they said, hey, come back and meet the guys before you introduce them. We went backstage. You were all like spark out of sleep. Your manager's like kicking you, get up. We got to go on stage. And I thought, okay, how's this going to go? But you went on to absolutely storm it.
Yeah, it was really great. And that was, you know, that was sort of the beginning of a really great relationship. It's been an amazing kind of just experience to be able to, you know, when you're dreaming of this as a kid, you know, I don't know how much we dreamt about our music reaching that far, you know, and being sort of worldwide. So it was an eye-opening experience to go over there. And it always is to go overseas and just see like, wow, we have people here that are listening to our music too. And it's impacting their lives just like it does at home. So, you know, the longer it goes, the more grateful we become, and we can't wait to get back there as soon as possible because we miss you guys.
It really does prove that music is a universal thing, right? Because I think a lot of people who maybe don't know country and kind of how it works, they assume that it's a geographical thing, or they assume it's a certain way that you're raised or something. But of course, like all great art, it's a universal themes. They might be super personal themes, but it's stuff that translates. You know, you don't have to have been born somewhere specific. You know, it's always exciting for me to see when artists kind of make their debut in the UK and how blown away they are with how connected UK audiences are. So it's great that you had that experience.
Yeah. And I don't know why it seems such a foreign concept, because, you know, obviously the rock and roll days, you know, with the Beatles coming over here, you know, there's always been that relationship, but it just seems, you know, as a kid, it just seems so far away and it seems so impossible in the first place. But luckily, the way people listen to music now, you know, say what you will about the streaming world and all of that, it has opened those doors and broken down those walls even in an even bigger way. So,
yeah,
it's really fun.
So who are you listening to at the moment? Who's on your hi-fi at the moment?
Oh man, you know, I've been so buried in our own stuff.
You're like, I really only listen to Old Dominion, actually.
Yeah. Just jam out to ourselves, you know.
That's fair enough.
Like, yeah, it's funny. Like, we still sort of are insulated a little bit, you know. Like, I don't know if we're in a dressing room, a record player over there.
Right, right.
The whole album collection. And right now, we've been listening to, obviously, a lot of Jimmy Buffett after just losing him. But there are some new artists that are on the verge that are great. We're lucky enough to have, you know, people like Jameson Rogers and Nico Moon that are on tour with us right now. And, you know, Kylie, we've been watching this girl, Kylie Morgan, who's opening up for us. And she's been doing really great. So I'm excited for the new crop of artists to come along.
Well, we're excited for the new album, Memory Lane. We're still loving the song. We're loving the one with Megan. We're loving the one with Blake. We can't wait for the entire thing to come. And we can't wait for you guys to get back over here. As always, a joy. Thank you for taking the time to have a little chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully sooner than later, we'll be over there.
Can't wait.
Sounds great.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!